Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
I'm Derek Riley. I'm with Charlie Smith, and welcome to Dirty Water, an hour of conversation where opinion is everything and where, if you fall for our bullshit spell, you can go from feeling a conspicuous ache of pleasure to a terrible shame, all in the same one-hour episode. Today's guest on Dirty Water is a world champion vlogger and high-end intermediate surfer from New Jersey. His YouTube channel has 101,000 subscribers and so many little films you can watch them back-to-back on a rocket ship and not even be halfway through them as you touch down on Mars. His themes are positivity and an everyman vibe. If I can do it, you can sort of thing. 2 years ago, his insanely popular vlog failed to be nominated for Best Web Series at the 2018 Surfer Poll. In a tearful piece to camera, he said, "Rejection formed me into the person I am today. I'm a self-made person. I started that way and I'll probably end that way." Our guest has divine golden curls and freckled Irish skin, basted to a crisp brown. Over the past 3 years, he's made his goal to surf in each of the 50 states that make up the United States of America. Introducing Ben Gravy. So what's happening in Jersey, Benny?
You know, summer's starting. Our swell is just on the decline right now. We're still holding on to like some spring south swells, so the hunt for waves is a little more it's tough. It's warming up though. Just living it, dude.
Is it going to be the summer of love, you think?
What'd you say?
Is it going to be the summer of love?
Possibly. I mean, we're looking at one of the most active hurricane seasons since 2015. So,
what?
Yeah.
I'm coming straight out there. What the hell?
Come on.
I mean, my favorite, literally, the states that I've thought about leaving California for are mostly one, which is New Jersey.
I mean, it's kind of interesting. Like, we've had a couple off years, but I think like probably the years you're thinking of, closer to 2015. I mean, we had like full 3 months of just absolutely firing barrels.
But I don't even care about the surf. New Jersey has what? You have pork rolls.
Pork roll, yep. Or Taylor ham. I'm a pork roll guy, but.
I mean, pork roll is the greatest food, I feel, in the history of the world. No?
I haven't eaten it in 8 years, but it was good.
Ben Gravy, are you a vegetarian?
I'm a Well, now I'm a pescatarian.
That's why you're so positive. Get back onto the meats, Ben Gravy. Onto the meats.
I'm a vegetarian too, with a few detours here and there. But Charlie, how can you eat a fucking pig? How can you eat a beautiful little pig that's so smart?
Oh my goodness. I will pet a cow and a dog and a chicken and all of the rest of them. Little baby pigs, I will go try to eat in the stall.
I love pork. Nasty motherfucker.
Well, when I found out pork. When I found out that pigs are actually smarter than dogs, kind of gnarly,
but more delicious too. Let's be honest.
Have you ever eaten dog?
I mean, I probably have, and didn't like it. But oh man, if I had pet pigs right now, I would just be slow peeling them and eating their little shanks, just watching them limp around the yard.
How would you kill them? Would you do them kosher?
I wouldn't kill them. No. I would take the fruit peeler out there. You know the one.
Oh my God.
And just peel a little bit of bacon off.
I actually imagine a world where there's chickens and society is so advanced that you amputate a leg or a wing or whatever, so people can have chicken legs and chicken wings, but the chickens can still live in convalescence in these beautiful kind of yards.
I had, per this story, a chicken, had five chickens, one that was half eaten by a dog and totally survived. His guts was hanging out, or her guts were hanging out, whole nine. I thought, oh man, this thing's done. I threw some dirt on it, as we're taught.
Oh my God.
We're taught brains.
Yeah, and the dang chicken, 6 months on, totally fine. Just healed itself up. Didn't even care. Half eaten by a dog and was still pecking for bugs while being eaten by the dog.
I had...
Yeah, so it works.
I had three chickens when I was a kid. I actually grew up in Pennsylvania, like hours from the beach, but we had chickens, and the reason we had to get rid of the chickens was because our dog actually bit the head off of the chicken, but the stories are true. Like, once the head's off, the chicken still runs around for like minutes on end. It was horrifying.
But also fun.
For like an 8-year-old kid.
I think it's a rite of passage for every 8-year-old child to see it slaughtered and run around.
In Pennsylvania.
Yeah, in Australia too. You know, the kids in the country, everyone sees little lambs getting slaughtered and chickens and shit. But Benny, I want to know your story, because you're the everyman surfer. You know, the high level intermediate surfer who's just taken the vlogging world by storm. And I want you to tell me your story. Tell us your story, bro.
How far back are we going?
Well, let's start at birth.
All the way.
Talking about your mammy fucking screaming blood and shit.
Yeah. So I was born in Reading, Pennsylvania, 3 hours from the beach. And
is Joe Biden from Reading, Pennsylvania too?
I'm not sure. I think he lives in Delaware. I know that.
Or I know, but I think he was born in Reading.
103 years ago today.
Yeah.
I have no idea. But yeah, so I grew up in a town called Birch Runville. Pretty out there. Like, we had a half a mile long driveway that wound up a mountain, and it was not even paved. It was like gravel. But my parents were both from the beach in New Jersey. So then, we used to come down and visit my grandma. Never surfed when we were super young, just whatever, played in the sand and all that good stuff. And then like first grade, 8 years old or so, nine, I started surfing. And by the time I hit, before freshman year of high school, I moved down here to New Jersey, a town called Longport, which is right next door to where I live now. And then that was it. Started doing ESA and local events and all that good jazz, and thought I was going to make the world tour, you know?
But what caught you about surfing? I mean, if you came down to visit grandma and didn't surf, like, when did you first?
Well, we always boogied. We always boogied, but like, I had no interest. I kind of would just do it. But so like, one of my dad's friend was like, what are you doing? You got to get these guys on a board. I have two brothers. So we went out, and me and my older brother, we literally stood up like first wave, both of us. We swapped the board off, and we were both like, dude, this is the best thing ever. Like most surfers do, right? And then literally like the next day, my dad took us over to Surfer Supplies, and he got us new boards, and that was it. Didn't go down the line for like 4 years, just straight in the foam, fully stoked.
What was your first board, Ben?
It was a 6'6" Challenger, glass in fins, teal rails. I still have it. I have all my boards, but I got rid of one of them, and the kid actually gave it back to me this summer. So I have like every stick that I grew up surfing on.
How are you not doing a whole series? Like, there's 12 videos on you on your first stick right there.
I know. Dude, trust me. I've done like my whole quiver, like the old school quiver, and I've done a couple things, but you're so right. What I did the other day was like, some dude gave me a 86, like old school rip curl board, and I took it out, and dude, it was so fun to do. So like, I might have to get into that, the old quiver.
I mean, ye old quiver with the old spell, truly, with an E on the end.
Hey, Benny, you know, people see you now, and you're the, you know, you're surfing Kelly's Ranch, and you know, you're sucking the juice out of New York with Jamie O'Brien, and you go and chop up with Mason, and traveling everywhere, honey skin goddess. But it wasn't always thus. So I remember in 2018, you did a piece to camera, and it was plaintive. It was beautiful. If you just let me read the quote.
Sure.
I've never been in the crew. I've never been accepted by Surfer Magazine, Surfing Magazine, never even by Eastern Surf Magazine. I've never been given props. And that's something I've had to deal with my whole life. Rejection formed me into the person I am today. I'm a self-made person. I started that way and I'll probably end that way. So, you know, maybe you can talk about rejection, how being among the cool kids ain't that great anyway. You know, what did you learn about character building?
Dude, it's tough as a kid. You know what I mean? Like, teenager. I mean, it was weird. Like, I was never, I mean, I had some sponsors. I rode for Billabong when I was in high school and stuff, but like, I still never felt like I was just never in, you know, I was never the guy that like the magazines were calling or anything. And of course in my head, I always thought I surfed as good as the other guys, but I probably didn't. But yeah, it's weird because surfing, like the professional world of competitive surfing and all that, like kind of turned me off so much, and it kind of made me hate surfing. And when I was in like the end of high school going into college, and I knew like I wasn't going to be a pro surfer, I was pretty like bitter. Just because it's tough to work 10 years, you know, at something and it's like, fuck, like nobody has ever pretty much told me I was worthy, you know? But I walked away gracefully. I mean, I got over it pretty quick. I've always been in love with film, and I ended up going to film school, and that was like really my first passion in life, was always like video and film. So I don't know.
So that post was prompted by you, by your vlog.
Yeah.
Not being included in the 2018 Surf Pole Awards.
Uh-huh.
When you saw the nominations come out for that, can you describe that feeling?
No, I mean, I was just confused because there was a couple of vlogs in it, and like, it's not something that actually even bothered me. Like after I posted that vlog, I kind of like regretted it a little bit because I think people took me a little too seriously. But I felt at the time like it had to be said, and I've learned even since then, you know, like not everything has to be said. So like, I try not to just like blast my first thought anymore. Cause there's a lot of processing to be done usually. But yeah, when I saw it, I was like, wait, dude, there's other vlogs in here. I thought that I would be like at least considered. Like I know I pretty much knew I'd never win, you know, but I thought maybe they'd be like, oh, this is something cool and new and different, and it's coming up. And I don't know.
So when did you start your vlog?
I started vlogging in like 2015, and then I started my like Ben Gravy channel in like the end of 2015.
Plot us be damned though here. Let's be real honest. You have more views and traction than the entire World Surf League all in, right? Yes, I'll answer for you. You do.
No, wait, what do you mean?
Yeah. I mean, you have more YouTube views than WSL videos.
Maybe. I don't know.
I mean, by far.
No, I'm sure you've seen those numbers.
Yeah, yeah. and let's even be more serious. You have way, way more views than anything Surfer Magazine has ever done. Like, you are the what? I mean, you're the baseline now, right? And so do you ever feel like, okay, good. Like, screw all of you. You're all playing your weird little core game. I actually went and got way more views than you'll ever even dream of in your entire lives. I mean, that's got to feel good. It would feel good to me.
I mean, like, I'm stoked. But to be honest, I kind of find it funny that I know I'm a surfing channel, but it's not so much like, I never really like wanted revenge, you know what I mean?
But ain't that the sweetest? Ain't that the most? I mean, Like, sure, of course, you don't get good revenge by wanting revenge. Revenge, as we all know, is best served cold. But I feel you served it cold, like all the way frigid to all of mainstream surf media, right, Derek?
It's amazing. Like, you know, you look at because Ben posts a 40-minute video 3 times a day, and, and even the most obscure video of him surfing a 1 foot windchop on an upside down surfboard gets 100,000 views, and
will crush anything that's ever out there, right?
Compared to Transform, 2,000 views on YouTube, Ben Gravy, 100,000 views for the third episode on that one particular day, a 46-minute episode.
Ben Gravy, nonstop for the win, every single day.
That's the only way I can do it. I have to do it every day.
So how does it work? So you're doing everything, right?
Yeah. Well, now my girlfriend films, and she's pretty good. And then I have a kid that I just – like pay like $10 an hour to like charge some days. He comes out for like just 2 hours. Actually, he probably gets paid more than that. But
I mean, I'll do it for $9 an hour if you're
hiring. Yeah, there's some good bonuses that would be in my film where you get to go on trips for free and stuff. But yeah, we're just like, I'm just doing it. Yeah, I pretty much just wake up every day and start filming, and then whatever happens, happens. Very rarely do I plan ahead. So yeah, I'm editing, and I've gotten that pretty dialed. Like, I get my vlog done usually within 2 or 3 hours, and then man, the beginning was gnarly though. I was up all night doing it.
Do you hate yourself at this point, like looking at yourself on camera and just hearing yourself talk and all of it?
Good question. So like, I have this weird ability to see myself as like a cartoon character. I don't look at it. I'm like, damn, Ben, you look sweet. Like, or like, oh, that was hilarious, dude. Like, you're great. Like, it's just kind of like, that's the dude I'm editing. And then I just like live over here. It's weird, but nah, I'm not sick of it, but like, I don't rewatch them, you know? Like, I'm not sitting here watching my old vlogs like, oh, that was great, you know.
Is there any sense of Groundhog Day when your eyes open up for the first rays of sunlight? I've got to write to a fucking vlog, please.
Now there is, because of the quarantine. But I mean, for a while, I usually like come home for like a week and then dip out and then come home and like go somewhere. So, yeah, it's weird, you know, but I'm so used to it. I'm years in. It's part of me.
If you could have another character, like, okay, I mean, I totally completely, Chaz Smith is not me, right? I mean, I'm thinking Charlie Smith for pity's sake. I ain't Chaz Smith. Like, and so playing, I totally understand playing a character that you don't make you, that then doesn't annoy you or whatever. You can treat like whatever. But also, do you think at this point, okay, I'm going to hammer, let me find some other kid to do the action stuff, and I'll just be behind the levers, like manipulating, as opposed to actually doing all of it.
What, like?
I mean, do you think you could break a, you obviously know stuff about YouTube that nobody knows, right?
Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, you've done it. You're one of what? Derek, how many successful YouTube surfers are there?
Well, it's Jeremy O'Brien.
And Ben Gravy.
There's and Ben two. Gravy. And Koa's, and Koa's up there?
I mean, Koa's trying. Yeah. No, Koa's trying. God bless him. But it's not working.
It's still right? Pretty good. Ben will know the view, but I think Koa's is doing pretty good. We're just going to check out the views.
I think it seems like everyone who's gone after it has gained a good amount of success from it.
I mean, if you could pull out right now and just do webinars instructing other surfers how to be YouTube celebrities, would you? But you'd get paid more. Even let's say you get paid more.
No, I wouldn't,
because you still feel the creative thing.
Yeah, I'm not, dude. I never did it for the money. I still trip on the whole thing.
You're doing it for the bitches, huh?
Nah,
you got a hot
dude. I started my YouTube channel to stay sober. That's the reason I did it.
Oh, were you a drunk?
I never did any drugs in my life. But no,
were you a drunk?
Oh yeah, I drank like a fish. Yeah. I mean, alcoholism runs in my family, and I was pretty much heading in the direction. And I pretty much started vlogging every day to keep myself occupied. And then as I vlogged, surfing came back into my life. And then as I gained confidence in myself and what I wanted to film, then the novelty waves came in just naturally. And then my YouTube became a success by accident. Pretty much.
So how much were you drinking that when it started to scare you? Were you drinking a bottle of vodka a day?
I was more of a beer guy, but like I was on it every day. Yeah. Like 4 o'clock every day getting wasted.
A dozen cans, 20 cans.
Yeah. 10 to 20 easily. Yeah.
Well, you'd fit right in Australia, man.
And then straight to the bar every night.
I already drinking 10 cans. He just calls himself a fucking drunk.
I went to Australia when I was younger. I loved it there.
You would have been a mad hooey. You would have fitted right in. Live on the Gold Coast, drink your dozen cans.
Pretty much. Yeah. I was on it, but my mad hueys look like they're having fun. I wasn't. It wasn't good.
Go, Chaz.
Derek, no, you.
I was going to say, are you a sad drunk? Were you a sad drunk, Ben?
No, it was more inside of me. I just knew that I wasn't like, I worked in video production and I'm a professional editor. That's like that's my trade.
It's the honest worst trade I've ever stood over the shoulder of in my entire life. I don't know how you like it's
we
low.
Love it though.
No,
we but love how? It though.
It's I don't absolute... know, man. So that's why. So is that your secret sauce? Is that you love that?
I mean, pretty much like if I go out, say I film a 12-hour day and I know I have gold, like
yeah,
I'll go at it right that night and finish it, no problem. Like I love it. I'll get fired up.
Well, I mean, what are you drinking in the editing bay, though? Red Bull?
Coffee. I drink Red Bull, yeah. Coffee, Red Bull, keep the dream alive.
Monster? You know what I mean? Wait, do you have an energy sponsor?
No, but
how do you not have an energy sponsor, Ben Gravy?
But I prefer Red Bull.
Yeah, okay. So Red Bull?
Does Red Bull send you cases of Red Bull via Jenny?
Yeah.
They better.
Sometimes.
They should be giving you $50,000.
Fashion Legends.
I mean, at least. Are you kidding me? You're the poser child for Red Bull.
Maybe someday. They'd
have the entire East Coast if they took up with Ben Gravy.
The real problem is you're cracking water right now on this interview. If you were popping Red Bull.
Dude, it's hot. It's hot here.
Yeah. Hey, Red Bull athletes, you pop a Red Bull.
It's also almost.
Fry your egg in a Red Bull.
Almost 9 p.m.
Is it bedtime for you?
I usually sleep by 11.
So did you do make a little video today?
Yeah.
Can you tell us the narrative of that particular video, hot day in New Jersey?
Yeah, so I woke up and I forget what happened in the morning. I did like a sick egg montage. And then I went down to El Slamo. What do you call them?
They're supposed to be called mids now.
Mids?
Ben, I'm so frustrated with you right now. They're not fun boards or eggs. They're mids.
Fun boards.
They're not mids.
I thought you were talking about they're chicken mids. Eggs.
Oh, were you talking about chicken eggs?
You talking about chicken eggs?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, oh, I mean, those could still be called eggs then. I thought you were talking about surf boards.
Chicken eggs. I was thinking chicken eggs.
Yeah, no, I made breakfast. Yeah. And then I went down. It was low tide, like early, late morning. So I went down to the spot that I call Skeleton Bay. I don't know if you've seen it on the vlog, but there's all these rebar pieces sticking out. So I went down with a sledgehammer and I was hammering the sharp edges down because all these groms are surfing there now and I just don't want someone to get impaled.
Are they surfing there because of you?
Yeah.
You're a damn saint.
And then there was actually a protest in Ocean City that me and my girlfriend went to, and we walked the OC Bridge with everybody. And then I came back and surfed, caught some waves, high tide again.
And you've cut the video together already?
I have like 15 minutes. So I gotta do the surfing. And then
how do you stay sane? I mean, this isn't like just your day, what you did minus the editing is enough to make a man crazy. But then the editing is enough to make every man crazy.
I'm starting to lose it, honestly, from quarantine, but not from vlogging. Cause like you said, like being in New Jersey every day for the past 3 months is like Groundhog Day. But dude, I love it. The best part is the editing.
What's your process? What are you using? What are you shooting with? And what are you editing with?
So I shoot on the GH5, the Lumix, and then I have a Hero 8 GoPro. Dude, I got the new iPhone, the nuts one with like 3 lenses. I've been shooting that for like just my dialogue stuff. It looks so good. And then I have a Sony like A6300 for backup, and then a Nikon, just the long lens, an older Nikon, for like just for the surfing stuff. And then I edit on iMovie. So I learned how to edit on Final Cut 7 in film school, and I was like full diehard. And then I actually ended up getting stuck. I had to buy a new computer when I was down in Puerto Rico, and the Wi-Fi was so bad that I couldn't download Final Cut. So I tried iMovie, fell in love with it, never stopped.
How did you lose your computer down in Puerto Rico? Because I know when these things happen in third world countries, it's always transsexuals.
No, it just crashed. It just crashed.
Well, that's what you're telling everyone. Huh? I lost my phone somewhere. I left my computer somewhere. I'll give you my computer.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So wait, Ben. Real talk here. We're not on a podcast. This is straight real talk.
Off the record.
Off the record, on the record. 10 years down the line here.
Yeah.
You could be in front of the camera or behind the camera. Where are you? You got a beautiful face. You look like Woody Harrelson.
I FYI. Might be bald. I hear that a lot.
He is too. But yeah, you got the gapper in front. I mean, you could fully be a in front of the camera star.
And you would have a puzzle.
Yeah.
I'm losing it.
No, you're not. People have been saying I've been losing it for years. Look at me.
A beautiful I'm forehead.
That's all it is.
I mean, I'm in front, but just not as often.
So what does that mean, though? I mean, like, no, I'm telling you either or. Your life is either behind, you're making epic film. You are years? 10 years down the line, you are a director slash whatever, right? Like, you are doing that and or... Not Andor, sorry. Or you are a star.
I think I'm still filming in front. I'm still because
you're a star.
Because you look like Woody Harrelson. I'm so behind on getting good waves in my life because like I didn't start my surf career till I was like 30. So I I got like 10 years, 30 to 40.
Then is the weird wave thing? Like, would you feel comfortable at banging Chopu?
Hell no. No. But
would you want to give it a go?
I mean, I would like to take baby steps towards it for sure.
Derek?
I'm not going to say that I want to like.
I've had so many failed campaigns at Chopu, but I think Ben might be better than me.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying though.
So I surfed Chopu once. When I was with Grom, and I did not get barreled, but I was taking some drops and just racing for the shoulder as hard as I could.
Were you looking for the south swell sets like me and avoiding all the west sets?
I guess so. Yeah, dude, I was like 16. I had no idea what I was just trying to get out of there, like over it.
I think I'm the only person who's ever done 6 rios in a wave at fucking Chopu.
But I mean, I'd love to surf bigger waves. It's weird though when you're older, dude. Like, it's harder to push yourself because, like, if I get hurt, I'm not going to be able to vlog every day. And then like my life starts falling apart. So I'm like riding that fine line of like, I want to push it, but I'm also like, I have no experience. So like, I'm taking super baby steps, but
let's have the World Surf League and Billabong. Let's just throw Billabong in here to back end your Mavericks campaign. Could you do? Yeah. I mean, come on. It's not Mavs is as novelty a wave as there ever was. If Ben Gravy gets hurt in the bylines was underwritten by the World Surf League and Billabong to the tune of, let's just say $500,000. I mean, you'd get hurt for 500 grand, right?
It's not that much.
No? How long your vlog is crabbing. Let's just say you're like a blown shoulder. Let's just say you're out for 6 months.
Half a mil, do it.
Yeah, but, you do it.
Yeah, but the goal would clearly not to get hurt, obviously.
No. You're out with it. I mean, I feel at this point, just on this podcast alone, we got Pete Mel in your corner, right? We got Pete Mel sitting with you. I mean, I feel, Derek, who else can be out at Mavs with Ben?
Oh, what about Grant Washburn?
Sure. We could get Grant, right?
And Skin, good at Skin Dizzle out there.
I know Skin Dizzle for sure.
Hard for Mavericks, but he could someone could.
How big is it?
Someone could coax him out of his house.
Think I would have to ride like a 15 or 20 footer foot face, and to get like, I might be able comfortable doing that, like towed into a 20 foot face. That'd be
sure.
That'd be decent. I mean, I'd probably be shitting myself.
But how fun would that be?
It'd be sick, and it's good. My viewers, it would be good for them. That's for sure.
Okay,
they'd be stoked.
Derek,
we're going to Mavericks. we got to cook Skin Dizzle out of his house.
Benny
down at Mavericks.
I think it'd be sicker just to serve like double overhead tubes though somewhere.
But where?
Chopu.
How about a right, dude? Aren't you guys regular?
I'm regular. Yeah, I'm really regular.
Yeah. Okay, Derek, where can we take Ben to? Where's on a Beach Grit times Ben Gravy trip?
Well, if he likes rights, what about the right in WA? Get Mark Matthews to tug you into a couple.
Is that the psycho like step off wave?
Not really a step.
Like it's step or like, it has steps in it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's expert level.
Well, yeah, yeah.
It's also
the ultimate novelty.
We could go to WA and just get our feet in the sand and start feeling it out. You know, there's a lot of good waves over there.
There'd be lots of good blogging potential over there.
Those beach breaks are mental.
We're not talking beach breaks though, Benny.
for the warm up day, we are.
That's one day. That's day one. We'll go to Bush.
Ben vlogs every day, Derek. You have to have an 8-day trip where every day is vloggable.
He's right.
True. WA is very vloggable. If we went there in a swell,
you could fight kangaroos on one day.
What's a swell? For you guys, like, what's the size?
Well, for us is 8 to 10 foot. I reckon you and 8 to 10 foot waves. Because on all your little movies, the episodes where you've ridden really good waves, like a Jersey or whatever, they've gone.
Yeah.
So I think these would be next level. Your fans would go nuts. Nub Nation.
No, I'd love it. Dude, I'd love it. I mean,
you're with Mark Matthews, for pity's sake. Nothing's going to go wrong.
Nothing's ever gone wrong with Matt. I mean, with Matt.
Like, that guy's a savage.
He's never been injured, and you'll be so safe. Just as soon as the nerves start working his leg again after he's snapped it in 40 places.
Let's book it.
Oh, Jamie a pipe.
I mean, Jamie a pipe would be sweet too.
That's an obvious one.
I mean, I'm a pretty honest guy. Like, I'm very stoked that I've never had to be there when it was massive. I love the ways I've gotten at pipe, like just little overhead, super fun. I mean, I could do it like incrementally, but I feel like it's when you're there, it's like head high, 20 foot. And then you're like,
but you're sitting on the boil, but you're sitting on the boil with Jamie O'Brien, James Duncan O'Brien, greatest ever do it. Only broke both his legs. Only you've got it. He's like saying, go, all the locals, peel away your fans. That's it. I mean, it's Ben Gravy, spit out. I mean, imagine you in the editing bay editing this final clip.
What soundtrack
is it Vangelis? What is the soundtrack at the end of you like, getting spat out?
I'm like a opposites attract type of music.
Oh, so something super subtle.
Yeah. It would be like elevator music.
Okay. There's just dong, dong, dong. You just getting exactly. spit out of the biggest yeah. pipe barrel ever. Yeah. That's really good though. And Jamie, has Jamie been on your vlog?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ben sucked the juice out of New York with Jamie.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Sucked the juice out of it. Yeah, we had
a lovely time.
I took him down to the Fairy Wave in Jersey in Cape May. It was sick. Best wave in Jersey.
Is that the one where Poopies jumped on Jamie or something? Was it another episode?
Oh, that was different, yeah. He's been here a couple times, actually, surprisingly.
Why does he come?
He came to get barreled one time in the wintertime, and the swell was kind of a bust, so I was bummed. It was still super fun, though. Little overhead and just, like, perfect tubes, but I thought it was going to be way bigger. And then he came this summer for, like, the Catch Surf Tour, or last summer. Yeah.
You catch surf as well?
Well, Wave Bandit is, it's like the same thing.
What's it called?
Pretty much.
Ben crushes, from my meeting with Catch Surf, Ben crushes all sales numbers. Ben Gravy's surfboard is like, I think, probably the best selling surfboard in the entire world, to be quite honest, between us all here.
I think it's the 36-inch boogie.
Yeah, same thing. Right? I mean, it doesn't matter. If you have the best selling surf vehicle in the world, that's it.
I don't know about that.
I think it is.
It does all right. It does good.
Hey Ben, you've done lots of vlogs with some very famous surfers. Who's been the kindest to you? And I would think Mason probably.
Well, Jamie is like my man. Jamie, we're like good friends now. He lets me stay at his house when I go to Hawaii. He's a legend. And then
have you had to go surfing with Mick?
Mick?
Yeah, Jamie's father.
Oh no, I only met him one time. No, oh. I never.
Well, to tell Mick next time you're out there that you want to go fishing.
Okay.
Yeah, you can have fun with that.
I'll give it a whirl. Yep. But dude, Mason's cool. I've known Mason for a long time. My family has a house in Florida, in Melbourne Beach, like near Sebastian Inlet. And Mason actually came down a couple times. He stayed across the street at this kid, Eddie Gilbo's house, back in the day when we were doing junior pros, but we would all surf the shore break out front. So I've known him for years, but Mason's super cool, man. We have like the same, I mean, obviously he's a madman in big surf, but we have the same idea when it comes to like rocks and small waves.
Yeah, because you love your novelty waves, don't you?
Yeah.
What is it about novelty waves that thrill you? And what are the best novelty waves you've surfed?
It's thrilling because it's so like hit or miss, and like it's like, wow, how's this thing gonna like break through this little like pier, or like just do something so different that like you haven't had the opportunity to do. I'll choose novelty waves or something like that over like just like a fun day out front where it's just like kind of just like breaking normally, where you could do like 10 turns. I'll usually be chasing something in the bay or something. And yeah, once again, probably the best novelty wave I ever surfed was the Fairy Wake in Cape May,
Jersey. Love that shit, huh?
I love it. It's sick.
What thrills you about it?
Well, in the beginning, it was like, I didn't know if it was illegal or not. So it was kind of like testing the waters in a very, in just a different way. Like, I've never surfed anywhere where I was like, oh my God, am I going to get like in serious trouble? But then when I found that it wasn't.
They don't fuck around in America, do they? You get David Carell, George Floyd.
You get burned.
You and your family in your house.
Yeah.
But, and then like, dude, it's cool because the boat comes in and you don't know if you're going to get a wave. Like, you just don't know. And then sometimes like when the tide's low, it just rips. And like the wave could be knee high. It could be 3 foot. It's nuts. It's wild.
How many of the tanks have you surfed?
The tanks, like the tanker waves?
No. The Kelly Slater Surf Ranch, Waco.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. Slater's, Waco, Typhoon Lagoon. Have you heard of that?
Yeah, it's tough. Derek good. Riley made Typhoon Lagoon famous.
No, we made the Canary Island ones, Canary Island, wave pool famous in Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah.
That was a doozy. But I think it's the same company that did Typhoon Lagoon. But Typhoon Lagoon is surprisingly fun, huh?
It's super fun. It's all just chop hops, but it's sick. And then, dude, there's a nuts one, like, when I say nuts, I mean like nuts in Indiana that I've been to, and it's like this, but there's like a 3 foot bomb drop section that's perfect.
A wave pool in Indiana?
Yeah, it's not good. It's just,
what's it called though?
It's called the Splash House, Marion Splash House.
It's in Marion.
Yeah.
Is it in Gary, Indiana?
No, but I've surfed in Gary, Indiana.
I mean, what the heck? Have you surfed all? You've surfed all 50 states, right?
Yeah.
Like, all 50.
Yeah.
That's wild right there.
What was the most challenging state to surf in?
Challenging? Probably Missouri. I, like, went to this crazy river wave. It's called the Centaur. And it's like a really nuts kayak spot. And apparently a couple people have like drowned there. And I went there with no river surfing experience. And I went out and just pretty much almost drowned. But so then I went once and then I returned again and just checked it. And I pussied out. And then I went a third time to a different spot because I just couldn't face it. And I just surfed. I surfed a different spot in Missouri. That place is... It haunted
the Centaur.
The Centaur.
do you want to go back to the Centaur?
Hell no. That's one really? Thing. I have no pride about the Centaur, dude. I lost.
Is it the episode Heavy Water Almost Got Me in Missouri?
Yeah. If you watch it, like, it doesn't look that gnarly, but like it was gnarly.
I'm loving Centaur.
What'd you say?
I love that you pulled back on a river wave. You're a man after my own heart, man. The shit I pulled back on. God damn it. So you've been every single state in United States of America. So
yeah.
You have a good feel for the people and the vibe and the differences of humanity in each of those states.
Yeah.
What are some of the highs and lows of all your travels?
Well, the greatest moment was probably... I finished the 50 states in Alaska and I surfed the tidal bore, and super cool. Like it was the best. I rode like a 10-minute wave to finish the 50 states and all the Turnagain Arm, it's called. So like all the locals there are just epic. Like it's the stoke factor of all surfing. And that's kind of like the wavelength that I'm on because it's like, I can really vibe with like the people on the Great Lakes or like the people at the Turnagain Arm or like certain river surfers, and because they're just like, they don't get it as much. Like they don't just get pumping surf all the time. They take what they can get and they love it. They're stoked on it. So that's kind of just how I look at every situation, just grateful to be surfing at all. So those types of places, like Indiana, actually, I surfed on Lake Michigan there. That was one of my favorite waves ever. Fully rippable lake wave. I surfed in Erie, Pennsylvania, firing. Big, chunky lake surf. The people are just stoked. It's an experience, man. I would suggest that everyone drives around the country. It's something else.
So America's, you know, tearing itself apart at the moment, looting and riots and so on.
Sadly.
Yeah, so, but you've met people from every single damn state. Do you feel that everyone is kind of the same? Or did you drive out of some states going, fuck you, Alabama, fuck you, Kentucky? Or did you?
No. Surfing has that bond. Like, everywhere that I've been, I've ran into people. Some, like, recognized me. Some had no idea. And it's always, like, if you share waves with someone, whether it's a river wave or a lake wave or ocean, bay, whatever, it's magical, dude. It's like, if you're in the right mindset, it's magic. Surfing is something that, like, brings people together.
Chaz, does it bring you together with your brothers in the ocean?
I mean, yeah, like, I've never surfed around the States before, like Ben, but totally. Like, I mean, I hear it when you're sitting there with people hyped on anything. There you go. Like, what else is there, right?
It's beautiful. Like,
I mean, all this nonsense, not that it's nonsense, it's heartfelt, serious trauma. But yeah, surfing.
Well, like, I mean, why do we keep going back out, right?
That's like stupid fun. It is dumb fun. I went out and surfed the dumbest, weird, like, storm swell crap today, where the best waves I had were ones that were doubling up on other waves and just laughing at my own nose, smashing the wave in front of it, thinking, oh yeah, surfing is dumb fun. like, as a novelty.
Dude, the best thing that, like, the way to explain it to people, like, say my girlfriend's parents, for instance, they're a little older. When I met her and I, like, went to dinner for the first time, they were like, what do you mean you surf? Like, that's what you do? Like, so, like, what else do you do? But, like, the way that I explained it to them is, like, once you get inside the barrel, you'll never come back, pretty much. It's like the addiction of a lifetime. It's time stops. You forget who you are, where you are. There's no judgment. There's no, I mean, what is it? There's, you see that lip and it's literally perfection. You're inside a ball of energy. It's the dream, dude.
Fuck, when I'm gonna do, everything speeds up. It's like, blew another one. Fuck that. Screw you, surfing.
If you blow it, I guess you're right. Like, it happens fast. But if you lock in, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's I did live on the Gold Coast for 10 years, so I saw a couple of lips. So just behind my head. Not really just behind my head.
I bet you surf a lot better than you.
Oh no, I'm a fucking Gumby, mate. Every time I go out, I just come in so sad. I go surfing to depress myself. Because every time I go out, it just gets worse and worse and worse. I'm like, you probably wouldn't have heard of him, but there was a famous Australian golfer in the, I think it was in the 80s, called Ian Baker Finch. And he was world great, one of the great golfers. And then he just lost all his confidence and just went, can barely hit a ball now. And that's me. I'm the Ian Baker Finch of surfing. Kind of a sport, mate, but I love how positive you are. And because you're so positive and you're known for your positivity and feel good vibe, I want to take this podcast out with something that Monster Children do really well. And it's a quiz, 10 things you hate.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited. Bad gravy.
Well, since you texted me, you gave me a little bit of leeway. So I thought about it.
I hope David Lee Scales is one of the 10 things you hate, to be honest.
Never.
Oh, damn it.
I cherish our relationship. Well, first, top of the list is the coronavirus. I hate the coronavirus. not surprising.
So is that 1 or 10?
There's 10. Is that, no, I got 10.
Is it number 10? Are we going?
I don't make lists with any order of importance.
Well, you should. It makes it so much more fun.
No, he's an editor. He has clips on his thing, and then he just orders them later.
I just don't think like your opinion can change. So like, I don't think there's any, there's no reason.
Okay. So no order. Number two
in no particular order. Paper bills when they come to my house, because I have all of my bills paid online with direct payment. They come out every month, yet the company still wants to send a bill to my house.
I envy Ben Gravy's life before, but now I'm envying it times 10.
Something that I hate online is content thieves. That includes intellectual property.
We're content thieves, so go easy on that, man.
Hold on.
We're just silent, man.
Instead of posting a black box tonight, I am posting a Ben Gravy stolen clip.
Hey, I've never minded when you guys post. As long as you tag, dude. You know what I mean?
I'm going to tag today, though, just because you said this. I'm going to tag myself as you. I'm going to be Chad Smith getting river barreled.
That's something I've never done. I've never gotten river barreled.
What?
So I was thinking about this one, and it's kind of hard to put into like a name, I guess. But like, pretty much anyone who tells me that, like, it's hard to say that, like, but I was gonna say like naysayers, like, especially like when I'm looking at a wave and people are like, why would you even think about that? That's not gonna happen. Like anyone like who like casts doubt on things that like, cause I've seen so many times, like I have the confidence inside myself to like push through that. But like, I've seen sometimes like my friends, like if their boy shows up and he's like, oh dude, that's weak, you're gonna go out there? Like they'll just leave. I'm like, dude, you should have just charged it. Like, you would have had so much fun.
Call those bastards the police, Ben Gravy.
That's four.
This is tough, man. Four? That's it?
You got six more things to hate.
This is the most shit I've talked in years.
This is the sentence.
It's cathartic, this shit.
I was going to say, like, I would say like coffee creamer.
Oh yeah.
Because like I can't stop drinking it, but like I love black coffee, but like I don't even like it anymore because coffee creamer like ruined it for me.
Was it Led Hamilton coffee creamer?
Just French vanilla, dude, like Dunkin' Donuts.
You can throw Laird in as an extra thing you hate if you want.
I've never had it. And I've never met Laird, dude. I bet he's a ledge, dude.
But he's also totally hateable. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah, but isn't that what happens? Like,
sure.
If you get to a certain point, like,
of course.
I mean, I look at myself as a walking meme. Like, it is what it is, dude. You know?
Do you see a picture of yourself and see the meme up and down?
Pretty much. No, but like, if someone doesn't like me, I get it. You know what I mean? I'm not like, oh my god, I can't believe they don't like me. I'm like, dude, I totally get it. Like, why would you? Why would you?
What's unlikable about you? You seem like a charming man.
I mean, you're Woody Harrelson, well, Ben Gravy.
Here's the thing: like, if people meet me, they usually do like me. But I mean, I've just seen people like, I don't know, anyone who like talks shit to me on Instagram or like DMs me like something negative. I get it, because maybe it's like, oh, like, why is this dude getting any recognition for surfing terrible waves? Like, if like I surf these epic waves and I don't get any recognition, kind of thing. I don't know.
Nobody surfs epic waves who doesn't get recognition. Let's be honest. Haters.
Well, maybe in their mind, you know? Like,
I mean, I guess
that's it seems like anyone who is actually doing something good with their life is not really a hater, though.
Anyone's doing anything with their life isn't writing comments on Instagram either.
Yeah, that's it. So anyone who's actually out surfing epic waves probably doesn't have the time to do it, right?
I don't know. It feels like Skin Dog's got some time.
Skin Dog, like the big wave surfer?
Yeah. Skin Dog's
a legend.
A full legend, but has plenty of time to be a legend and talk shit online.
I've never seen
Tudor.
Kelly Slater? So, well, something.
Have you surfed with Kelly Slater, Ben?
I surfed with him twice.
Fun?
Yeah. Actually, I didn't surf with him twice. I surfed with him once. Well, I surfed the surf ranch, not with him, but he was like hanging out. And then I surfed. He came to Jersey one time, and he just like showed up in the lineup. He was cool.
Can Kelly be your number the five things you hate?
No way, dude. That guy invited me to his – dude, here's how I look at it. Like, he never had to invite me to this wave pool. Even if, like
– put a lot of pressure on him.
Also, yeah, you have the, you have more views than anybody in surfing has ever had ever in the history of surfing. So, also.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, even with everyone hitting him up, he didn't have to invite me, you know.
Like, he was roaring at the gate for about 2 years, though. He's weeping and howling at the gate. Kelly, let me in.
Dude, I would still wait. I'd still be waiting. I didn't even care. I was, even if he just said that he was inviting me, it was, like, good enough.
He invited Chaz, and it just opened up a shitstorm of fucking criticism for the next 3 years.
You go there?
I did. I dislocated my shoulder at Surf Ranch.
Man, where?
On the
bottom. And I nearly dislocated my tonsils laughing so hard. I was laughing so hard at Chaz getting clipped in the tube and dislocating his shoulder that I missed the wave. And the lifeguard was doing push-ups in the tower. I was like, hey, this guy just down the line, he's drowning. The lifeguard's over here.
That was really funny. I wish we had the whole damn thing. That would have been a good vlog. Tell you what, if we would have had you on the edit tools, we could have made that funny.
The secret to good vlogging, though, dude, is the shooting.
Oh, we didn't shoot it.
Damn, you don't have to edit. You don't have to edit that much.
Should have brought the Minneapolis police force. Could've been shooting all day,
dude. So wait, I'm still trying to figure it out. Like, how'd you do it?
How did I dislocate my shoulder pops out, or I had surgery after that, but I had popped, that was the, like, the 89th time it had popped out. So popped out for
I had so, one of those.
Yeah. So
just tried to ride the tube upside down, which didn't work.
I did. Whatever. Like, whatever I had done, my shoulder was going to pop out. And so it was just glorious to be able to pop it in while the lifeguard was running at me saying, do you need help? I'm saying, no,
do you remember the thing in San Diego? It's like a standing tube.
Yeah, yeah.
I dislocated my shoulder doing that. It was horrible. I went like this under it, and it just went, took it out.
That was it. They're nasty.
The wave house, the Tom Lochtefeld wave house thing, the surf lock.
Yeah, thing. Yeah. I sucked at that, dude. took it down.
It's more of a skater, snowboarder's kind of discipline.
You have to be straight. Like, until you figure it out, it's so weird, dude.
But stinking so Jamie weird. O'Brien's got those things on lock. He's a weird man, Jamie O'Brien, but does weird things on the Lochtefeld standing wave.
Yeah, dude. Well, like, river surfing is a whole nother sport, but once you figure it out, like, you pretty much, I wouldn't say you'd have that thing on lock, the barrel, but like, once you get that feeling, like, it starts to make sense.
So what's the secret to river surfing?
Go straight.
Like aim it towards the nearest town, sort of thing?
Yeah, like, you aim it down river and then you just go rail. It's like going like this. So, like, you make it look like you're doing a carve, but you're not. But you are. But you're not.
See, stinking Ben Gravy. He figured all of it out. 50 states worth of figuring it out. How many states are in Australia, Derek?
Don't know. No, there's six states.
Six.
You should do all six states.
We could do that in a week.
Yeah, I mean, you should do. We should do a beach grit, Ben Gravy, week of Australia, 6 states, 6 days.
And we'll just meet massive swells in every single state. We've got a Tassie. Yep. We've got a WA, South Australia. You can wrestle.
Let's just start at the right.
We'll start. Well, how about we start at Mavericks? Move to Chopu. Amazing. You can next Mark Fu. Oops.
So
five more to go, Danny. Five things.
Five? All right. One thing I don't like is when I text, every word goes to a new line. So I hate that. Like, when I'm just trying to type casually, my texts just stack up and they get like that long because like all the words stack on top of each other.
Was it because you have a dysfunctional telephone or what does it do that?
No.
The big words? My words.
I don't know. It's just how I type, dude. Oh. And then the last thing that I semi jotted down was I hate when people give up on themselves and their ideas.
Because you never gave up, did you?
I did.
You did give up.
But then I came back around and I decided that I wasn't going to give up.
When did you give up?
I gave up when I pretty much gave up after high school and I went into film and then I kind of found a new love, you know, like I was talking about. But I gave up on like my real dream, which was to surf for a living. And then I stumbled back upon it. So here we are.
And what happened? How did you stumble back upon your love of surfing?
Through YouTube, man. That was it.
And YouTube's made you love surfing.
Yeah. YouTube made me love life, actually. And then life and surfing are hand in hand now for me. So.
How did YouTube make you fall in love with life and surfing?
Because like when I wasn't vlogging and I was just drinking and I pretty much like gave up on all my ideas and like my passion, the stuff I was passionate about. And I was just kind of working for other people and just creating things that maybe they were passionate about. And I wasn't really reaching deep inside myself and challenging myself. And I was allowing just my life to pass me by. So when I started the YouTube channel, it kind of became this thing where like, not only did I need to do things to make my videos interesting, but I also wanted to do things. Whereas I wasn't making the videos interesting only, I was also going inside of myself and finding the things that I needed to find to become like myself, I would say. Yeah. And then that was it. Surfing came with it.
Hey, Chaz, you missed that last bit. Chaz had to go off and...
Oh man,
with his vodka tank.
I literally, it was an awful, horrible, painful experience. I'm so sorry, Ben, that I had to run out on you, but I'm back now. What did I miss, Derek?
Oh, you missed Ben saying that YouTube changed his life for the better and it turned him back, turned his love on back on for surfing. It was beautiful. Who knew that YouTube had such capabilities?
I mean, that's all it needed was for me to leave for that to happen.
As soon as you walked out, Ben just started getting all beautiful and shit.
I know. Why was I here at all?
The screen and hug me and shit.
Oh, man, Ben. Real quick, Ben. Take as long as you want. I mean,
also, real fucking slow.
Go as slow as you want. Has the World Surf League reached out to you all kind for like, okay, Ben Gravy, we want a... Da, 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 right? Their daily content you could do in your morning. No?
I don't know. What is it?
Yes. I mean, whatever the World Surf League is churning out every day, right? I mean, you could do, I mean, are you kidding me? Like, why aren't they asking you for one show a day where that takes up 20 minutes of their daily airtime?
I'd love to do a show on there.
Have they reached out to you?
No. Well, kinda. Not about that though.
What'd they reach out to you for?
Just like Instagram clips. And then like I filled out a sheet for the TV show they were doing. I think it's
Ultimate Surfer?
Yeah.
Oh, please tell me you're going to be in it.
I think I am, dude.
Yeah, that's amazing. I mean,
broken right here. if they don't have you, they're idiots. So
I think they'd be missing some gold if they didn't, honestly. But I mean, dude, it'd be sick. Just to go back to the surf ranch.
Have you had an acceptance letter from Eric?
No, I don't know. I dropped the ball. I'm bad about that, dude. Like, I just forget about shit, and then I'll just hope it comes back around.
Just go before we do beach grid six states of Australia. We'll just go assuming you're in. And
okay, perfect. Yeah. That's kind of how I do stuff too. That's how I do stuff too. I just assume it's good.
Yeah.
So you're presuming you're in Ultimate Surfer, but you haven't had any communication from the WSL. Actually,
not in a while. Nah. I did an interview though.
Oh, you know what I mean? What sort of interview did you do?
Like one of these, like a FaceTime. They asked me all these questions, and I had to pose like with my shirt off.
Did you really? It looks like a pretty good point there.
I don't know, dude. It passed.
You know, you just look in the mirror and shit, and you do your push-ups, all that sort of shit.
Dude, I wish I did more push-ups. I'm blowing it. It's easy to like. I surf all day though, so that's how I stay in shape.
So when do you start shooting Ultimate Surfer?
Next month.
It's next month, isn't it? Starting in the way.
I think it's starting in July.
Can you text him right now? Chaz has got a
direct
line to Eric Logan.
I don't have my.
Yeah, text him.
I'm gonna
figure it out, dude.
No, play I'll agent. Figure it out for you. If okay, I mean, please, like, I was really racking my brain trying to think of who would be interesting to watch on there because it's got to be somebody who theoretically can surf, right? Like, you can't have people coming in who can't surf. That's not. I mean, that's maybe fun for a minute. But yeah, I mean, you are I didn't even think about you. You're the perfect one because, okay, Ben Gravy, right here, right now. Heat. Let's say, Derek, give me the venue, dude. Derek Riley.
Well, it's going to be the wave pool. The Ultimate Surf is going to be in the wave pool.
Dude, I mean, okay, I knew.
So how many heats could you make at the wave pool?
Who could you beat at the wave pool? No,
you could. You can get. Are you kidding?
Dude, I don't have an unrealistic idea of my surfing ability.
But Dana versus you, maybe who wins?
I could like surf a first heat, but like the two episodes I was in, I could make really good, you know? Like,
but energy. So say it's wave pool. You've got everyone save wave pool, right? It's a novelty wave. Wave pool is.
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, this is your world now. Like
in the gutter, maybe.
Welcome my world, bitches, to every one of those surfers there. I feel you could make it into the quarters at Surf Ranch. For sure. That's thinking kid who surfs at best, apparently, is a skimboard kid, a wake surf kid who has never seen the ocean, is the kid who surfs Surf Ranch best.
Austin Kay.
What, on the show?
No, just that's what I heard. It was some kid, some local, whatever, Central Valley kid, never seen the ocean, grew up, you know, wake surfing, whatever, who surfs that thing better than anyone, because he doesn't look at it like a wave, right? Which is, I feel you would look at it as, okay, this is a novelty wave. I'm not going to worry about the sweet barreling section and whatever. I'm going to go do, like, weird shove-its in the face somewhere. And just accidentally win. Ben Gravy, hero of the people, win. Win for the WSL.
I mean, I could
ABC.
I could fall into maybe a really good luck, like a stream of good luck, and maybe like make a heat. But
no, you got Philippe Toledo. You're taking down Philippe and sinking Gab in 1 minute. Gabriel Medina and Philippe falling at
if they the, fell.
Dude, I mean, they would.
Here's the question. Like, maybe I could, if I got super shacked on both sections, I could maybe get a three.
So no, you're not getting shacked. That's your glory. Is you're foregoing that stupid barrel and doing crazy ass pop, weird shove things above the floaters and pop shove-its is what you're doing. And when,
well, you know from experience, like when you're riding that wave, it's a lot different than watching people surf it. Like it's the confidence. The confidence is like ground level. Like,
it's but it's a
like,
novelty wave. You've surfed more novelty waves than anyone there. And so you wrap into that confidence. And
who's more qualified
than you? I would say, if it was between you and Mason, I'd still go Ben Gravy. I mean, I'd say I would pull Ben Gravy for the win. Kelly Slater would try to come swinging in last minute. To take it down, but you would remember that Kelly is a 95-year-old man and just rub his face. Oh, that's the final scene, is Kelly Slater dislocating his arm at Surf Ranch, just crying in the middle, waiting, begging.
You have a lot of faith in me, I'll give you that.
You are novelty wave.
Oh, I'll bring
that's
you
a
out.
Novelty wave. I mean, you win.
Classic, dude.
Done.
You're the queen of surfing, isn't it?
Huh?
You're the queen of surfing, and we love you.
The queen?
You're the queen of surfing, mate. There's no one quite like you.
I'll take it.
We do it.
I wish we could be the queen of surf media.
We're the princess, man.
What do you call?
We're the princesses.
The princesses.
Hey Ben, before we go, do you have a message for our hundreds of thousands, millions of listeners?
Sure. Beach Grit listeners, never give up on yourself. I'm a walking example of the fact that anybody can win.
Beautiful. Thank you, man.
Future ultimate surfer. I mean, Ben Gravy, you are going to be the ultimate surfer. Well, is going to be now, tagged on to your name.
It seems like you guys have a little bit of inside line to the ultimate surfer, so I don't think I'm in it. But,
I'm gonna hit Elo up right now. If I had
I thought phone. I was for a minute. I was like, dude, they just I'm probably in. I was just thinking that.
You're in. Trust me.
Sweet.
We'll check for you, Benny, and get back to you, let you know.
Appreciate it, boys.
Hey, thanks for your time, Ben. That's amazing.
Good times. I forget what we talked about, but yeah, have a good one.
Okay, it was fun.
It is a little bit dream.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.